KSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Israel to engage with the region on post-war plans.
Blinken says every partner he has met on this trip say they're ready to support a lasting solution that ends the cycle of violence and ensures Israel's security.
But they underscored that this can only come through a regional approach that includes a pathway to a Palestinian state.
The U.S. and Israel are united against Hamas, but are sharply divided on the future of Gaza.
Israel must be a partner to Palestinian leaders who are willing to lead their people in living side by side in peace with Israel as neighbors. And Israel must stop taking steps that undercut Palestinians' ability to govern themselves effectively.
Israel has vowed to keep going until it destroys Hamas. A military spokesman says the fighting will continue throughout 2024. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meta says it will hide inappropriate content from teenagers' accounts.
Meta says that while it already aims to not recommend such age-inappropriate materials to teens, such as posts about suicide, self-harm, and eating disorders, Meta will now also not show such posts in their feeds, even if it's shared by an account they follow. Teen users, provided that they did not lie about their age when they signed up for Instagram or Facebook, will also see their accounts placed on the most restrictive settings on the platforms, and they will be blocked from searching for terms that might be harmful. Meta's announcement comes as the company faces lawsuits from dozens of U.S. states for contributing to the youth mental health crisis and harming young people. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Californians are increasingly rejecting the transgender ideology. A new poll conducted by Spry Strategies with 1,000 likely California voters found that 62% believe sex is binary, meaning one can either be male or female. 70% say a woman is someone biologically born female. This is SRN News. President Biden's number one priority? Abortion.
Don't take it from me. Biden's deputy campaign manager Quentin Folks told NBC TV's Meet the Press program that if Mr. Biden is reelected, his first goal will be to, quote, restore Roe versus Wade. This despite a crisis of illegal immigration, a perilous economy, and a grab bag of international threats. President Biden is apparently hoping for national abortion legislation if he regains the White House, though it's unlikely he would have the votes in Congress. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Yale professor files a federal gender discrimination lawsuit against a prominent New York City church after it did not hire her for its senior pastor job. The suit brought by Ebony Turman accuses the Abyssinian Baptist Church of treating her unfairly because she's a woman. The church and its search committee dispute the allegations. They call the search process fair and rigorous. This is SRN News. Stocks finished mostly lower after a strong day Monday. The Nasdaq index was the only market heading higher Tuesday. Seth Sutel reports.
Wall Street drifted through mixed trading and held relatively steady ahead of several potentially market-moving reports later in the week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Tuesday. That followed up on the benchmark index's best day in nearly 2 months. The Dow lost 157 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Most stocks fell, but another record high close for Nvidia helped limit the S&P 500's losses. The big chip banker's stock rose 1.7%. Crude oil prices recovered some of their sharp losses from the day before. Treasury yields held relatively steady. The yield on the 10-year Treasury edged up to 4.02%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Boeing held an all-staff safety meeting with employees Tuesday following a panel falling off a 737 MAX 9 jet. More at SRNNews.com.